At least 9 former NFL players, including Hall of Famers Tony Dorsett and Joe DeLaMalier, say they've been diagnosed with the degenerative brain condition associated with concussions. Even though any test to find chronic traumatic encephalopathy in the living is still years away from being proven, those who want to know are already lining up. From Los Angeles, Susan Vallett has the story.
Football is an American pastime with its laser-like passes, speedy runners, and bone-crushing hits.
It's an organized collision with the same impact as a small car crash.
That's Stacy Harvey, a former Arizona State University linebacker who spent a season with the Kansas City Chiefs. Harvey's never officially been diagnosed with a concussion, but he says hard hits and numb fingers were part of the everyday life of a football player. Doctors don't have a treatment for the long-term brain damage, known as CTE, which has been linked to concussions. But Harvey would like to know if he's at risk.
At least if you know early, you know, you have a chance to make whatever decisions you need to make to put yourself in the best possible position for you and your family.
Enter a UCLA brain study of 5 former pro football players. Published last January in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry, it claims to be the first to use a brain imaging tool to find tau proteins in the brains of the living. Scientists think there may be a link between tau and long-term brain damage. Chicago neurosurgeon Dr. Julian Bales helped with the study.
This is preliminary data. We don't have a complete understanding of CTE. And we don't know for sure the impact of this test. It is, however, the only way that we know of that tau protein can be labeled and visualized in the human brain while someone is still alive.
Dan Flynn, the author of the book The War on Football, Saving America's Game, isn't convinced. He believes the CTE study is rooted more in capitalism than science.
The fact remains that there is no FDA approval of this product. There is no independent peer-reviewed scholarship buttressing the idea that it works. All we have are the word of these doctors that we later find out are the owners of the company. That's incredibly shady.
Bales denies having a financial stake in Taumark, the company that developed the brain scan technology. But Flynn also questions the validity of the test.
So if they find these protein deposits in your brain, does that mean you have CTE? Well, everyone develops these protein deposits at some point. So I think what bothers me, not just about the test, but about the group studying CTE, is that we're at such a primitive stage that the 2 main groups studying CTE don't even agree upon the definition of what CTE is.
Even though the CTE scan hasn't been proven, retired NFL backup quarterback Wayne Clark didn't hesitate to be part of the study. At his home in California, he points to one teammate after another in his 1970s-era San Diego Chargers team picture.
So, Terry Owens, I was another player who had CTE and has started
seeing. Clark suffered only one major concussion in 1972, and he's never noticed any lingering symptoms. He says he'll occasionally blank on people's names, but what person in their late 60s hasn't done that?
And I'm especially surprised if you look at the scans that they have published. My scan shows as much or more tau in it as some of the other players who have significant issues. And I don't know if that means I've got a ticking bomb or there's something about me, my genetics or my lifestyle or something that has allowed me to not be impacted by those conditions.
Clark has agreed to donate his brain so scientists can someday compare it to his CTE scan results. In a strange way, Clark says his results are an odd affirmation. He says as a backup quarterback, he often walked off the gridiron in a clean uniform.
There were many, many times that I did it. I didn't feel like I was a part of the team. I wasn't a part of the team effort. I didn't do anything to help. Surprisingly, one of the ideas that has struck me after this whole study is that this study and the results of it showing that I have tau in my brain kind of validated my career. And for me, it almost became my dirty uniform.
For Only a Game, I'm Susan Vallett.